This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So no matter how much you hate the walk from your parking space to your apartment, I'm going to tell you what you shouldn't do about that problem.
Okay. I have a story. Watermelon. Beloved fruit or dangerous weapon?
Oh my gosh.
More at 9.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Florida.
Let's go!
51-year-old woman in Florida. She was arrested and charged with domestic battery. Oh. She was in an argument with her 56-year-old boyfriend when she picked up a watermelon and threw it at him.
Oh,
cops arrived at the scene and found a smashed watermelon and said, What's going on here? She said, look, I picked up the melon. I didn't mean to throw it at him, but I did pick it up. So she went, I think she kind of meant to throw it at
How
him.
How do you? You could kill somebody.
It seems kind of dangerous.
With a watermelon?
Yeah.
No.
It's heavy.
Shoot.
That won't kill someone.
You want to bet?
You can injure.
You want to bet?
It won't kill.
It's bowling ball adjacent.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Bowling ball adjacent. Which kind? Which one do you think you're more likely to get killed by, a big one or a little one?
Probably little, because it's like...
The Dulcinea.
It's like tight. That little one. It probably doesn't break as easily.
Doesn't break. Mm. 12 pounds of pressure to the temple.
Okay. You've thought a little more about this.
I'm thinking about it right now, the way Aaron's looking at me.
Well, the woman spent the night in jail. She was arrested and released. Officers say they hope this doesn't plant the seed for the couple's breakup. And they hope they can have a fruitful future together.
I was quiet after he did the thing because I thought there was some of these coming.
Yeah.
But I thought they'd be funny.
I thought
it'd be something about melons or something. It's like
I was anticipating like a fruit ninja.
Yeah, something
one.
Like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Melons, that's so lowbrow. I would never.
My story is out of... My story's out of North Carolina. I'm so sorry. Apparently, a woman was near an apartment. It wasn't her apartment, so don't worry. She's got a place to live. She was trying to turn around in front of an apartment complex and misjudged it. She first hit a motorcycle.
Ooh.
And then
once
she hit the motorcycle, she was like, ooh, I better get over the top of this motorcycle. So she hit the gas and ramped into the living room of said apartment.
My gosh.
Yeah. People inside the apartment at the time, no one was hurt.
Good.
Said, thank God she didn't have a watermelon on her.
I don't think they said that.
They might. Yeah. Because they know, even in North Carolina, you can die from a Dulcinea.
You cannot.
Haven't you read the James Crichton, is that his name? The thriller, Death by Dulcinea? You know what's fun? I could wrap this thing up, but I'm not gonna.
We're just waiting on you, boss.
We're all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
9.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.